Fuck. Yeah, I just today was very stressful. Of trying to get the studio up and operational. So that we could record that Cuphead thing. Sometimes shit just doesn't go according to plan, you know? You gotta fucking roll with it. You gotta fucking do what you can. Sometimes that could be exhausting, but that's how it goes. Video producer gets sick and is gonna be out for a chunk of time. You train up someone to handle it, and then, of course, he gets sick. Like, oh, fucking sweet. All right. We didn't plan to have a backup for the backup, so... with my limited knowledge of how the gear works, and Eric Tay from GameSpot coming over and banging on a little bit as well, we got it together enough to record that Cuphead thing today, which then that was on a timetable, because it's like, okay, they're coming at 3, so... So we gotta be up and running by then. Man. But it sounds like Ben's feeling a little better, so hopefully he'll be back in operation tomorrow for some other stuff we gotta do. We'll see if we get there. it's been a fucking rough fucking patch, man. There's a light at the end of the tunnel for sure, but... Man, it's been a rough fucking patch. So yeah, I want to do something with the Xbox games, the backwards compatible stuff. And we got a couple other things we need to shoot this week on top of that. So yeah, it was good to get that Cuphead video in. I know the audio on it is not fucking what it needs to be, and that sucks. That fucking sucks. But nothing that can be done about it now. I'm glad I fucking thought to drop the game audio down, though. There's a part of me that was like, oh, these are normally both up all the way, right? I think that's how that goes, and then levels it that way, and I ended up knocking the game audio down about half. I should have taken it down more. If I had not taken it down at all, then we probably wouldn't have put the video up. We'd have been like, ah, thanks for coming out. Sorry, the video's not going to run, because you can't hear anything. Ugh. But the thing's, that's listenable. Listenable. That's a watchable video. That dude has played him some Cuphead. He cleans up. Got me a bunch of achievements along the way, too, which is pretty good. It was fun talking to those guys. They're a fun duo. But But yeah, that video's got, it's no, there's no intro bumper, and there's no fade at the end either. Because I had to take the mic off and get up and run into the other room and stop the recording. So there was no, and putting a natural fade on it would have meant running the whole thing through Premiere, spending hours rendering it out, hacking into Jason's computer probably to get on the computer that A, has Premiere, and B, is not a laptop. Brad and I both have Premiere, but they're on MacBook Airs, so fucking letting that 6 gig video file spin on one of those laptops for a day or however fucking long it would take just to add a fade. It was like, oh, you know, let's just put this up right now. Just check the box, mark go, and let's get this out there. So, but yeah, we'll be in better shape here pretty soon. Get Jason back in. Hopefully, you know, we can get everything back together and get to be firing on all fucking cylinders, because I want to fucking make some shit. I'm tired of making shit that is... I'm tired of making shit to make shit later. Want to make shit now, so we'll get what we need pretty soon here. Oh. 108 beats. Got out of the office about 20 beats ago, honestly. But what are you gonna do? I need to stop for gas at some point here. I think I'm going to stop and get a drink. Sometimes I wonder if these are like... This is just a stress headache. This is just today was all fucked up and crazy. And the whole time recording that video, there was a part of me that was like, boy, I hope this is fucking working. So, white knuckling it for an hour or whatever. I was going to say, sometimes I'll get headaches like this that are almost like, you know, caffeine headaches or something, but those are extremely rare. The difference is this one, I feel it in my jaw, so this is just like, you had your jaw clenched all day, dude. Fucking, that shit'll fuck your shit up. And yes, it will. It does. Ow. Fuck. Ugh, God, son of a bitch. It hurts very much. This TMJ shit is no joke. I don't even have a particularly bad case of it, but fuck, man. Ugh.
Oh, did they accidentally open registrations? That's, whoops.
I was wondering, they'd been all like, we're going to do it in waves and verify this and that and blah, blah, blah. And then it's like, oh, no, it's up now. Like, oh, hmm. I wish them luck. I, you know, the some of the names behind that thing seem like they're all right people, you know. So, hopefully, they put something together good. The people that posted on that other place deserve a supportive set of admins and mods, I guess. Whirlwind of a week for that shit, huh? God, it's hard to believe that that stuff just kind of came to light a little under a week ago. And already there's a... what appears to be a solid alternative. And I guess, you know, remains to be seen how that'll go. Message boards are a weird thing. I we've got ours. There's some stuff I would like to do to them, to just make them a little more flexible for off-topic discussion and stuff. We've got a pretty full development plate right now, so that's not something that can even begin to happen until next year. But, yeah. We tried to do it both ways. We tried to have message boards for everything the way GameFAQs does, but not in a way that hides everything so that people can set up weird pockets of, like, secret communities and sell drugs on message boards for old Master System games and shit like that. You know, like have the stuff float to the surface in a way that, you know, if you're looking at the front page of the forum thing, you know, you... you see it all. And I think that's worked out pretty well. I think, you know, if you end up, you run into cases where someone clicks on the forum from a wiki page and they might find like one thread and then they respond to a post that's like 2 years old because it's the only post they see and they're coming to talk about that one thing. And that could be a little disruptive, but honestly, that doesn't happen that much. So I don't know, like, I like that we have all these different message boards. I think it's a cool idea, but I don't know, I go both ways on it. Like, would we be better served by reducing to, like, 8 forums overall and just get rid of the whole wiki page forum thing completely? Or alternately, you know, just do better about offering filtering options for users on that front page. Because, like for example, all wrestling discussion goes in one thread right now. And because otherwise, if there were 10 wrestling threads going at a given time, that front page would be all cluttered up, and you can't filter out that things from that page as effectively as you need to make that work. So... so I want to add more filtering options. So like if there's just like one game board that you never want to see, if you're just like, I never want to see any posts on the Destiny 2 board, but I still want to see other wiki boards, you can turn off just Destiny 2. Or just the Double Jump message board. And so on. So you can kind of filter that stuff. More effectively, I think that's cool. And I think that, you know, the issue of, like, having too many message boards, like, I don't think it really causes too much confusion. I think, the mods do a really good job of kind of making sure stuff is where it belongs. This car got fucked up. I don't know if it got fucked up while I was in this parking spot and the owner of the car has not returned to see it or what, but there's a car parked out in front of this art gallery? No, it's a record store. They got tapes, yeah. And this Camry is fucked. I almost want to take a fucking picture of it. It's so fucked up. Post this on my Instagram. Because if you can turn off the message board, then we say, like, okay, let's have boards for genres and stuff like that. So, like, wrestling games could have a genre board, you know, like the wiki page for the wrestling genre could have a forum attached to it. And then at that point, you're like, okay, well, we can talk about wrestling here. It doesn't necessarily have to be about video games. Like, we've got a billion message boards. Might as well use them. We don't have to...
We don't have to be all enforced topicality about some of these subjects, because some of them are weird. You know, we've got message boards for each individual Pokemon, you know? Like we've got all kinds of shit, so... You know, finding the balance between, like, having it be reasonable for users and reasonable for moderation, and also being like, hey, let's have fun with it. That's kind of how I'm approaching it. Where's the H game discussion go? Everywhere. Every single message board, every day. But, you know, like, also, like, I, you know, I get it, like, I'm, you know, there are a lot of people that are not going to be message board people, and I was always more of a chat room person than a message board person myself, and, you know, social media is what it is, and there are people that talk about our stuff everywhere, so, you know, it's like trying to find a mix of, like, being in some of those places occasionally, and seeing what people are saying on, you know, Twitter and Reddit and that sort of stuff and all that, like, you know, stuff has moved in that direction, but also, you know, but some people really like message boards, so I want to try to cover the bases on that stuff. It's just, you know, hard to, like, well, like I said, we, you know, we have a team of moderators in place, and they're great people. People might get mad at them sometimes, but they're humans who fucking sometimes get sick of people's shit. People are coming at them with a bunch of garbage, they might just go, yeah, you're done. You're done with these message boards. That's it. That's it. No time to fucking explain these rules to you yet again. Doing solid work. We couldn't do it without them, for sure. Alright. Got this fire truck here doing fire truck things. Sounds like, you know, I don't know, there's still work to be done. I don't want to speak for the engineering team. They didn't give me a date. But it sounds like the wiki work is wrapping up. That's not going to be anything that's going to be a dramatic change to the way we present the data or any of that sort of stuff. It's not like a full redesign, but it does fix a lot of the back-end stuff that has lingered for years. And kind of sets the stage for us to do cooler shit down the line.
I'm going to get myself a nice, ice, cold water from the gas station when I stop here in 10, 20 minutes or so, whenever I get there. That's my plan. Dang it. I meant to grab that copy of Wolfenstein, but I did not. It's sitting under my desk. Sounds like we'll have fancy new Xboxes in here pretty soon.
Expo's hat says, I like baseball. Yeah, I think it's definitely one of the... I think he and I ended up coming to similar conclusions of an Expo's hat. So Expo's fucking... They're awesome. Also, no one's gonna fucking talk to me about baseball. Actually, occasionally people go like, oh, you like the Nationals? Yeah, fucking... What? No. But yeah, that was the plan years ago. I got an Expos hat, and my roommate got, like, an umpire hat. Which is also effective for that, because it's very clearly a baseball hat, but does not inspire anyone trying to talk to you about a specific team. I'm curious to see how the Xbox One X stuff looks, you know, like in-home, kind of ready to go, like final, here we go type shit. With the TV that I'm used to looking at, my actual TV, you know, that's
you go out to these events and they show it off and they're like, doesn't it look great? And I'm like, yeah, but I don't, you know, like, what? My TV's better than this one, and will it look markedly better or worse? Or, like, I don't know what the fuck I'm looking at here. Is this actually 4K? Is this your full patch in progress? Or what's that? Or what's that? You know, it's just hard to know. So, of course, the thing, you know, that we ran into it with the PlayStation 4 Pro as well, is, like, the updates and stuff to support these kind of half-step consoles, like, they come in pretty late, so we'll get this thing, and it's not like, you know, some games won't have the stuff in them yet, they'll have to patch it in, so, this window of, like, having this thing before it's out, and right around the time it's out, like, this sort of a weird limbo where you're like, wait, is this one 4K now? No? Did the patch come from Titanfall update yet, or no, or not yet, or tomorrow? All right. They try to give you updates about how it goes. It's how all the Sony stuff was, anyway. I assume it'll be similar here. Strange Days. The console business. This whole update thing. This is strange. Like, I kind of dig it, because it's different, you know? It's unpredictable. It's weird. You don't know how it's going to go. You don't know what it means for the future. Like, it's exciting. But I can't tell you if it's good or bad. It's just, I can't. Some of it's a little, you know, it's like, it's neat. Yeah, this is better.
But
so far, like, Destiny 2 has been a great case for, like a good recent case for me of, like, man, I guess these consoles are kind of getting old, huh? But that game doesn't run. It's 60 on a Pro, and I don't think, you know. I wonder, the sick thing, maybe the sickest thing, and I don't know if this is the case. I suspect it is. I feel like Bungie got out there and said that they had no plans to go 60 frames per second on Xbox One X. And you start to wonder, like, well, can they just, is it, they can't do it? Is it not powerful enough? Or is it that they took a bunch of money from Sony for co-marketing and they have a great relationship with their partners at Sony and they can't go making the Xbox One X version noticeably better than the version Sony has? You know, like, that's, you know, that's a bad outcome. But I don't really know, you know, if that's actually the case. But it sure seems like something that would happen. We'll see. I don't know. I wonder if Destiny will run like, what's that? It's going to end up like on an Xbox One X. I don't think I've seen Destiny 2 on an Xbox One at all, actually. Now that I think about it, I assume it's fine.
parody in the PvP. Like, that is a... if that's actually the argument they're giving, that's pretty weak. Whatever. I don't know anything about the way their engine works. Like, maybe that's actually a serious problem. But one would think that putting it on the PC would mean that they are capable of having players running at different frame rates matching with each other, right? Freeway here and go to this gas station. Am I still going to do it? I am. That was very last minute. That was I do not like to exit the freeway at that high of a speed or cross two lanes that rapidly, but here we are. Using Shadow of War. Yeah, Shadow of War, I feel like Shadow of War and Assassin's Creed are two Microsoft co-marketed games this year. Assassins and Shadow War aren't 60 either.
Yeah, well, yeah. Maybe it's just not powerful enough to do it.
Which will be a tragedy. Alright, I'm gonna go pump gas.
Drink this extremely tall water. I did not want a water this large, but at these prices, just who could say no? I'm a rip-rap boom, cut them in half, but it's an average boom. chopping them up, and then I get a brand new one. And I'm always loving. I just jack off and I'm thinking of it. You better back off, I'm gonna heat the oven. I'm like Jack Frost, my teeth is up.
The Super High from Detroit, man. You there?
Detroit?
Yeah, man, I'm here, baby.
Woo!
What's going down?
What's happening?
It's Halloween, man. It's animal status. What you want to hear?
Yeah, man. I want to hear some T Grizzly.
All right. I'll find that T Grizzly Halloween song, get run on to you. Next caller.
All right, man. Yo, let's see who we got right now. We got Tyler from South Carolina. Tyler, you there?
Tyler, what's happening?
Yeah, what's up? What's up, man? Y'all doing all right?
What's up?
Yo, I you did a mix for me on Stump Wonder with Les Claypool and Wu-Tang Clan, and that shit was sick as fuck. I just wanted to hear that shit. Cause you didn't get a whole bunch of time with it, you know what I mean?
Ooh, Primus and Wu-Tang.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's
going to
fit the Halloween theme, but we'll see
what's
happening, buddy. Anyway. Les
Claypool's pretty fucked up, man.
AA845 is a member at DJ Wonder right now on Instagram. You can come check out what we're doing in the studio. The special Halloween edition of Animal Status. All right? At DJ Wonder, 888-845. Let's keep it going, baby.
My man don't know that this bitch is straight. He'll serve an ass with no fuck. 8845 is the number. My name is DJ Wonder. It's really DB is in here. This is the Halloween edition of DJ Wonder Presents Animal Status. At DJ Wonder on Instagram right now. But who's on the phone lines?
Right now we got Parlay.
Parlay, what up?
Parlay, you there?
What up, what up? You hear me?
Yeah, we hear you. Where you at?
Georgia. I'm back on Animal Status, running down the West Side Highway, getting down with you boys.
West Side Highway? That's in New York. Sound like you're having a good time,
that's
buddy.
Right. Right now, blasting Animal Status all day. I want to give a shout out to my cousin Nuck Nuck, my girlfriend Duracell.
Get this guy out of here.
Ram, you're done.
Who else we got, DB?
All right, let's see. We got Kendrick from Memphis. Kendrick, what's up, man?
Memphis!
Kendrick?
What's up?
What's going on,
man? Hey, Kendrick, what's happening?
Hey,
Lil
Infamous, man. Play me
Under
the Sound by Lil Infamous.
All right, we'll get that on for you. Sure, buddy. Who else we got, DB?
All right, let's see. We got a couple people that's hold on for a while. Let me see. Andre from Nashville. Andre, what's up, man?
Yo, what's good with y'all, man?
Chilling. What's good?
Yeah, man, I'm just trying to, since y'all planned, doing the Halloween mix, I'm trying to hear that Tech N9ne in my Psycho.
Tech N9ne. Everybody wants to hear Tech N9ne. All right, we'll get some Tech N9ne on for you, man.
Bong, bong.
Who else?
Let's see, who else? Let me see, Angel from Rochester. What's up, Angel? Rochester, what's good?
Yo, what it do? My name's Bob Blood, baby.
What's happening, man? What you want to give a shout out?
Yeah, definitely. Give a shout out to my boys, Golden Mike, Savage Mass, and all my Marines, the Guanaco going penalty.
What the? Just bark?
All right. That's cool, man. We'll keep it going. 888-845 at DJ Wonder on Instagram right now. DJ Wonder presents Animal Status, live and direct on 845. Yeah.
much about Halloween, you thought no further than the strange custom of having your children wear masks and go out begging for candy. Halloween, the festival of Samhain. The last great one took place 3,000 years ago when the hills ran red with the blood of animals and children. Sacrifices. Part of our world. Our craft. To us, it was a way of controlling our environment. Not so different now. It's time again. I'm glad you'll be able to watch it. And... happy Halloween, 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 Halloween.
It's like mad heads is easily used. Or is it just confused and not man enough to choose? What? It's like mad heads is easily used. Or is it just confused and not man enough to choose? What? It's like mad heads is easily used. Or is it just confused and not man enough to choose? Whatever. 4-7 interior. Fear. Come all the distortion, my lyrics come clear. You wear the mask till the skies are real. I'm a new, but that's plain to my view, cause it's so to see through. Influenced by the mask media. They break and mislead you, and in the end they come around to beat and try to beat you. So you're with the liars, the bootleg fires, cause nowadays they don't wanna play the Mike Myers. Arsonist sex fire. Every night is Halloween, the reason of the greatness. Acting like someone you're not, man, I cannot hate this. Your own moves, why don't you show it proof? Yeah, you're claiming that you're hard when you got no proof. Smooth as you wanna be, hard as you can be. You say you pack a gun cause it comes in handy, but a mask is just the image, so who you wanna electrify? You won't get lost by smoke, you're weed to get high. All your arms are baby, so open up your eyes. No sooner later, somebody's gonna say you recognize why you're awesome. In almost every party you see, yeah, the mansion father's living every night of Halloween. Every day's Halloween, nothing's what it seems. Brothers make the truth when it's all just a scene. Every day's Halloween, nothing's what it seems. Brothers make the truth when it's all just a scene.
Tell the girl, you are all I can reach. You ask for a thing and you only got a kitten. You're 845 is the number. My name is DJ Wonder. DB's in here.
Yeah.
At DJ Wonder on Instagram right now. You can leave all requests. You can see inside the studio. I'll call up 888-845. Who's on the line?
Let me see. Ed from Texas. This dude's been holding on for a minute, man. Ed from Texas, you there?
Yeah, man. What's up, y'all?
Yo.
Wonder, DB.
What's happening?
Y'all put in that work every day, Monday through Friday, and then Wednesday nights we get this treatment, y'all kick ass. Hey, I just want to say, y'all play some Skullduggery or some Mystical, that'd be badass, man.
Oh, okay, I got some Mystical. Who else we got, DB? What's up?
Coming back to the Skullduggery.
Took it back to the back of the Source magazine.
All right, we got Ben from Alabama. What's good? Ben, you there?
Ben!
What's up, fella?
What's happening?
Y'all want to hear Hand of the Devil by 8-Ball and MJG.
Damn, they getting dark.
Okay.
Hand of the Devil. Jesus. Oh.
Who else? Right.
Who else we got on the line? Let's get through these calls. Dino from Maryland. Dino from Maryland, you there?
Yeah, what's up?
What up, man?
Nothing. Just wanted to give a shout out to everybody from the DMV. You know, everybody everybody, if you're a local artist, to follow me at $100 Video on Instagram, $100Video.com.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Bong bong.
Let's see what we can do. We're good.
All right, we're going to take some more calls in a little bit.
We're going to actually fulfill a request.
It's getting dark, though.
I know.
They want to hear, like, Hand of the Devil and Killing Your Sister. And...
Halloween edition of Animal Status. Only on Shade 4-5, baby.
So, have a good night. I'll see you later.